Tom, we are your superhero, super hosts, Anime and Dave, bringing you the best in the world of geek. Today, it is all about Ghost Rider. The DVD just came out, and yeah, we had an interesting time watching it.
Oh, yeah.
We also checked out the new DVD of Epic Movie, so we got some great things to say about that. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to animeontheradio@yahoo.com. That's A-N-N-A-M-A-Y on the radio at yahoo.com. Or check out our MySpace page at myspace.com/geekworld. Also, if you want to check out our archived shows, we've got links to them straight from our MySpace page. So definitely check that out.
Yes.
And
hopefully we'll get to see Fantastic Four next week.
We will be seeing that as well.
Either Fantastic Four or Dead or Alive. We're going to get to one of them.
One of them, yeah. So
at some point.
So why don't
either chicks, hot chicks, or a silver guy flying around.
Hot chicks kicking butt or silver.
Four incredibly hot chicks beating the crap out of guys skimpily clad or...
And each other for a while.
In the rain, all wet.
Oh, yeah.
Gravity taking an effect.
Oh,
and
you haven't seen the trailers for it, gosh darn.
Or silver CGI guy on a surfboard flying around.
Jessica Alba
was amazingly hot, but how weird.
Blue eyes and blonde hair.
It's like, okay, you know, I understand, you know, they're okay, Sue Storm is blonde hair, blue eyes, so they're anglicizing her as much as possible.
Well,
please.
If she's the sister of the other guy, she's kind of got to be...
Yeah,
white or
I know.
Make him less
but,
white.
Okay. Either
give him a really dark tan.
Either give her blonde hair in her regular eyes, or blue eyes in like her regular hair. But it's too much.
Yeah, it totally is.
Those eyes are creepy on her. They don't make any sense whatsoever. I mean, her features aren't okay. Don't worry about it. I don't even know what I'm arguing about. Why don't we go on to what we're actually upset about right now? I don't know why.
Let's get on to a Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Better you than me.
Better you than me. No, that's not the song. Did it have a song? No, it was mostly like do 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 do.
Yeah, except when it was Western.
Yeah, it was a lot of there was mostly like that like, you know, my woman left me and the truck ran over my dog kind of music.
Country Western? No.
What?
Whatever. Just
what?
Get on with your qualms.
Get on with what? I don't know. I mean,
we're talking about a movie here, Ghost Rider, starring Nicolas Cage.
I'm sorry,
Eva
I just
Mendes,
showed up here. I don't even know what's going on.
Sam Elliott is in it.
Yeah.
You know, talking all about the dude
yes,
and how
the dude.
He. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we start off with that?
We start off with a montage of like of scripture and demons and stuff, much like reminded me of the beginning of Spawn. I mean, to be perfectly honest,
When we weren't thinking, hey, wasn't this kind of like the dude?
Well, you start and you're like, there's a man called the Rider, and the Rider works for Mephistopheles.
Yeah,
and this Rider, you know,
oh my,
it's very strange. You start off with the Sam Elliott voice, you know, and all you can think is Big Lebowski if you've already seen it. But, you know, we love Sam Elliott, and I guess you find out later, we'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
But basically, you start off, he's talking about, like, the Rider and what it is, and, oh boy. I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's
one of those, okay, there's not enough that's, like, ridiculously awful about it that we can just sit here laughing about it like we have on our movies of the comic book movies of the
90s. But it's not by any means great either. There's a few interesting things. There's a few things I kind of liked about it, but overall it was pretty...
Like Nicolas Cage's hairpiece?
Yes.
How long did that take? 3 hours
to apply. Yeah.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah. Okay, so we start off and we have Johnny Blaze.
Young man,
18, played by that kid in Jack and Bobby.
Yeah.
Who played Jack.
With his dad, who's one of the others.
Yes, he plays Goodwin of the others, who's Barton Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
They decided in the comic
book... mixed mythology.
Yeah, the mythology is very mixed in this. In the comic book, Johnny Blaze was an orphan who was raised by a stuntman named Crash Simpson.
Right.
And his dead father was Barton Blaze. But instead, they just kept it that this is his father. And he's like... And they like are carnies, essentially, traveling around and doing motorcycle stunts. And, you know, he's like 17 years old, right? The Johnny Blaze character, and he's with the Eva Mendes character.
Young Eva Mendes.
Roxanne, was
girl.
That her? Was Roxanne? Roxanne? Yeah. And so they're both the same age, which is really funny considering, you know, when we get in the future and Nicolas Cage looks like he's 49 you have to and suspend, she looks 30.
You have to suspend your disbelief and believe that he's in his 30s.
I gotta tell you, those Latino women age really well. Because I swear, yeah. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I don't know how they're supposed to be the
same. Yeah, I don't understand
age.
How she looks 26 and he looks 49, yet they were the same age when they were younger. It's amazing. Yes, yeah, it's movie magic.
KG Star yes, in the Star in the house.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I came to get my Geek World fix. I've been missing you guys.
Yes, we missed you very much, so we're glad to have you back.
Did you see Ghost Rider?
No, I don't really buy into it. I'm like, how are you going to pick Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
I felt the same way you felt. I am not going to go see those,
Well,
Nicolas Cage is a huge comic book fan, right?
He is. And you know what? What I have to say is I have to give them props for putting in someone who really cares about the character.
Yes.
But he's not the right fit in any way,
exactly.
shape, or form.
Exactly. Nicolas Cage had this huge comic book collection, I guess, and he auctioned it in 2002 for over $1 million or something.
Like $1.5 million.
It even had the first issue of Superman on it.
Yeah. It was the first Action Comics, right?
Action Comics, exactly, yeah. Number one. And he's such a fan, he's got a damn tattoo of the Ghost Rider on his arm.
You can see it in some of the special features, which we'll talk about later.
And they actually had to put makeup over it to cover it up. So, you know, it's good that he's a big comic book fan and he cares about the character. And also, I much rather have him be Ghost Rider than Superman which he could have been
in the
90s.
That would have been
ridiculous. Thank God that didn't happen.
Was that the Tim Burton one?
That was the Tim Burton one, yeah.
That would have been just a mess overall.
Oh,
if you
so
haven't
bad.
Read the script, you can read it over at Superman homepage.
Yeah, if you go to Superman homepage, they have the script
one of
for
our
that.
Favorite sites.
They have the script for... the Mick G one, which is actually worse than the script for the Tim Burton one. And then there's also a script for the Asylum, which is the Batman and Superman that also they never made. So, you can go there and check those out. They're pretty funny.
Yeah. So back to Ghost Rider.
Back to Ghost Rider. So basically, it's very different from the comic book in pretty much in most ways. Like, for instance, his father... is dying of lung cancer because he's like smoking all the time.
Well, his father is in the comic
books. In the comic books, he's dying of cancer. Yeah, he's dying of a disease of some sort. His adopted dad. Yeah, Crash Simpson.
Crash Simpson.
And so basically, like, the devil shows up. Peter Fonda shows up. And, we're instantly supposed to know he's Peter Fonda because he walks in the carnival, looks over, and sees
we're instantly supposed to know he's the devil.
Well, no, Peter Fonda, we're supposed to know, because he looks at the devil thing, and so, he is the devil, we know, but then he goes far out.
Oh,
it's like,
I get it,
he was an easy rider. So, and also, I guess that we find out the special features.
It's based on his Easy Rider motorcycle.
Yeah, which is called the Captain America, Captain America motorcycle from Easy Rider, so how cool is that? And can I just do a segue real quick?
Go ahead.
A little bit of news real quick. After the Hulk, the next Marvel movie that is going to be made by Marvel Comics is going to be Captain America.
Which could be really good or really, really, really bad. There is no in-between.
Well, I hope it's a remake of the 1991 Captain America, because that's excellent.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to have to get that and review that soon with the Punisher. Anyway, back to Ghost Rider.
So the other thing is you find out that he's the devil because a lightning flashes through a window and that pesky devil shadow shows up on the wall.
Well, it's like the tarp of their tent.
Oh,
so,
gosh. I'm just like, wow, pesky devil shadow.
Yeah.
It's too bad that poor old Johnny Blaze was looking away for the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah, he turns his head away. Pesky devil shadow shows up on the wall.
And then pesky devil tells him that, I can save your father if you want me to. All you got to do is sign. And he grabs the scroll and it nicks him and then his blood pours on it. He goes, oh, that'll do.
Yeah.
So the devil tricked him into selling his soul.
Okay.
Now, listen, I just want to say, I understand it's okay that everything doesn't have to be like the comic book, because actually the comic book's a little stranger. In the comic book, his adopted father is dying, and so Johnny Blaze, much like most young men of the 70s, was into
ritual
Satanism
or something like that,
the occult. He's like, he's been doing a lot of reading in the occult. I guess that was just, something that always happened in the 70s. Because you got to keep in mind, the Ghost Rider was first published in 72. But basically, he conjures up the devil, or who he thinks is the devil, which is actually Mephisto in the comic books.
Yeah. But that's way too confusing.
It's way too confusing to even talk about. But basically, he conjures up the devil and makes a deal with him. So he's much more of a go-getter in the comic book than he is in this. He's more of a victim in this.
Yeah.
And then in the movie, you know, his father feels good the next day. He cured his cancer, right?
Yeah.
But then it's time for a little motorcycle trick, and of course,
irony,
his father dies. But they even go so far
out
as to make it...
Out of the cancer and into the fire.
Yes. Oh, very nice. But they also make it, you know, so that it's apparent that it was Mesosophily or Peter Fonda's, like, fault. Like,
Peter
he made
Fonda.
It happen. When in the comic book, I got...
You did this to me. You took him away.
Chatty Blaze turns into, like, Luke Skywalker from the first Star Wars. Shut up. Anyway, or Anakin Skywalker in episode 2, which is actually far more worse.
Seriously.
But he sells his soul, and then he has to be the Ghost Rider or whatever.
Whatever.
And, you know, a bunch of crap happens.
Yeah,
he'll have to
be the Ghost Rider at some point later in time when the devil calls for him.
Exactly.
And
then
whatever.
I guess we're supposed to only skip, like, 10 years in the future. I'm assuming he's only supposed to be in his late 20s or early 30s.
Whatever.
Yeah. And he's some big motorcycle.
Let me say, they did a good job at making Nicolas Cage look younger.
Exactly.
But... what does he look? Maybe 42?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
Well, it was a hair piece.
Yeah.
It was a whole hair piece
that took hours to put on every day.
Yeah. You know what I found especially hilarious is that it's 10 years later and he has the exact same haircut as he did when he was 17. No. See, that way we're supposed to understand that it's the same person. Yeah, well, times change. You don't have the same haircut. It was pretty sad.
Kind of like you're supposed to believe that the girl that's playing young Eva Mendez is Eva Mendez because they put a mole on her face.
They put the little mole right in the same place. And
we're like, does she look like her? Yeah, we're not really sure. We haven't figured out if she actually looks like her.
Shame on us. We haven't checked. That's probably like her sister or something like that. You know, it looks nothing like her. What's her? Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, it's her little little sister. Yeah,
who knows?
Right?
Probably not. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know.
We're almost like let's just get in.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just get to the Ghost Rider stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, the actual Ghost Rider stuff, because it's all a big mess. They totally condense, like, you know, all the Ghost Rider stories into this one movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, like...
Whatever. I mean, they kind of created their own mythology for it based on the old movies.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal.
And they turned it very Christian, like more Christian-like. Like, they made it the devil, and they made, like, Blackheart, like, one of the Nephilim...
References kind of came in the 90s versions of the
2000s versions. Yeah. No, yeah, they did make it more like
books.
That. But in the original comic book, this the devil was actually Mephisto, which is a trans-dimensional demon, and he's also like...
I think that's a little hard to explain in any movie.
Yeah, I know. It's like, there's not enough time. But you know what's really funny? This is kind of topical. Mephisto was one of the Silver Surfer's main villains.
Really?
And throughout the comic books, yeah. So it's kind of funny, isn't it, with the Silver Surfer
coming
out
right
now? Marvel
does well at connecting all their
people.
Yeah,
they really do. They really do. But, okay, so then it's before he turns into the Ghost Rider, we meet Blackheart, right?
Yeah.
So
when he's walking from 40 feet away,
he's walking slowly, forever away, and all we can see is like small little Wes Bentley walking down the desert, and then all of a sudden it cuts to like... this really close shot
CGI
of him
face.
With a CGI face going, rah! He's got all his teeth and stuff like that. It's like, what the hell am I watching?
And then he walks around with a plastic bag. No.
Yes.
Anyways.
Yes. And he's videotaping the bag the entire time.
KG Star's looking at me like I'm crazy. The guy who plays this Blackheart guy is the guy who was in American Beauty.
Yeah,
Wes Bentley. Videotaped the plastic bag.
Yeah.
So, yeah. he didn't actually walk around in this movie with a plastic bag. Don't worry.
And they had that kind of like filter over his voice the entire time, making him sound all evil and stuff. But you know, actually, at first it was a little weird, but I didn't mind him as much in the movie as I thought it would.
He wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
The movie was.
Yeah. And they actually kind of, I don't want to give away the ending too much, but they kind of do kind of make him look a little like Blackheart from the comic books.
Yeah.
A tad bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, basically, let's talk about when Nicolas Cage first turns into the Ghost Rider, huh? What do you think about them apples? Think about that CGI, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it was okay. Yeah, I kind of
like
that he was like laughing and stuff, and then his skin started like peeling off and burning, and it was all crazy
it's the
looking.
Best they can do right now.
It's
still a little awkward because the skull doesn't really look like a real skull because it's so bright white and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's still very apparently CGI.
But a skull engulfed in flames. And a guy in leather, I mean, you can't really get much better than that, you know?
Right, yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
No, guy
in leather with flaming skull. Well, if you're in West Hollywood, you might see that right now.
Seriously?
That was just a stupid joke. No, whatever. Anyway, So I thought actually Transformers was kind of cool. I didn't mind the CGI, to tell you the truth. And I like the fact that this skull is actually a 3D scan of Nicolas Cage's skull.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
So that was pretty neat that they bothered to do that. But, you know, I don't know. He's got to ride the same motorcycle that was his father's motorcycle. And when he touches it, it turns into this big kind
In this version of Ghost Rider, anything that he touches, he can turn into a Ghost Rider-y thing.
Yeah, it's very, like, Akira-like is what it reminded me of. You know, like, is it Akira from Akira? No, that's Akira is Akira. I can't remember his name now.
I don't know. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's or even like a Cronenberg movie. It's very kind of weird. He can turn things into... Anyway, that's too much. But I don't know. What do you want to say about Ghost Rider? I think there's probably going to be a sequel. I think so, yeah. I think there'll be a sequel.
I kind of hope not, but...
Yeah,
you know.
Probably. You kind of hope not, but I think it did well enough there probably will be.
Yeah.
So
why don't we move on to the actual DVD since it came out? Or do you have more to say about the movie?
Do I have more to say about the movie? I kind of enjoyed some of the...
Let's just say that there is zero chemistry between Nicolas Cage and Eva Mendes.
It's
like,
bad.
Less than
it's
zero.
Bad.
Like,
it's
when
bad.
They're kissing, you're watching them, and it's like when, like, the nerd kisses the most popular girl in school, and it's just so awkward, and you're cringing, and you're like, oh, God, just make it stop
right now. It doesn't
right
really
now.
Work. Yeah, it doesn't really work.
It was that
bad. Yeah. But I enjoyed, actually. I thought some of the CGI was really good for the most part. I enjoyed...
I like burning buildings and stuff.
Yeah, I guess this movie was supposed to come out last summer, if you all remember. This should have come out a while ago. But they said they want to add some new action shots. But it's funny because probably my favorite shot of the entire movie was the helicopter scene.
Yeah, that was
good. And supposedly that was one of the shots that they kept it to do.
Well, and then what's-his-face paid for it all on his own.
Yeah, the director paid for it out of his own pocket because he wanted it.
And it was a good move, a good investment.
Yeah. Tony Scott did that for... you've never even seen this. So never. Top Gun. In Top Gun, there's an end shot where, like,
I've never seen Top Gun
before, right, KG Star? Yeah. Well, anyway, in the very end, like, he's landing on the aircraft carrier there, and it's like a sunset. It's really cool, and they wanted to shoot it, but every time, like, you know, those things have to launch, it's like, you know, like $1 million or some crazy amount.
So
they didn't have enough money to do it, and so the director, out of his own pocket, paid like $1 million so that they could do that one shot.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that really happened. Top Gun. Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure one.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's like, you better make sure that damn gate is clear. I don't need a hair. I know. Can you imagine? Like, this is all my money.
Yeah, this
you
is.
Know? It's like it comes back, and it's like a hair right in the middle of it. It's like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Anyway, Ghost Rider, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else to say about it, tell you the truth. It was okay, I guess.
The best part about it, in my opinion, was the chubby chick.
In
all of the previews, there's this chubby chick talking about the guy with the cool flame skull that saved her. Her part was just hilarious. Like, she is the first person that the Ghost Rider saves.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty funny. But he really made it work or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
Really funny.
Yeah.
So.
But let's get to the DVD because there's some news we might want to talk about too.
Yeah. So let's get to the DVD so we can take a commercial
break.
You know,
I don't know if I'd say even really get this DVD. This was like the unrated version we saw. I think the extended version.
The extended version.
But what one of the cool things about it, if you grew up in the 90s and were reading comics in the 90s like I was, you'd like that they have this kind of retrospect of the Ghost Rider in the 70s, 80s, 90s,
really
and 2000s.
Cool.
Where they talk to people from Marvel, you know,
they talk to the inkers, pencilers.
I was really happy because they talked to Mark Teixeira, which, like, I was a huge fan of from when he did Wolverine and even Ghost Rider. All the Ghost Riders I own is Teixeira's work on in the 90s.
And then they talked to the Kubert family.
And the Kubert family, Adam and Andy and Joe Kubert.
Yeah,
the dad, Joe, and his two sons, Adam and Andy.
Which
is like an art dynasty from Marvel.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And so it's really good. If you were a comic geek, like I'm sure most of you are, that is really interesting, and it may be worth a rental just to see that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie itself, you know, it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, we had such low expectations, though, that, you know, it's not hard to live up to.
But
so.
it's not like amazing either, you know? Though I thought it was really interesting. One of the little bonuses on that on the DVD, the retrospect, is when they invented the caretaker, back in the 90s. You know, sometimes comic writers invent characters and they have an actor in mind
of what they're kind of just going to
base that character on.
And the great thing about this is that the one they were basing it on was Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat. It's like, oh, well, how fitting.
And this was like, you know, easily 10, 15 years before, you know, the movie was made. So that was pretty funny that ended up happening.
The documentaries, on the other hand, aside from those comic book ones, the documentaries of the making of it were... We tried to sit through one of
pretty
them,
boring.
And it was so torturous.
Yeah,
we just
bad.
Were like, okay, enough of this.
I mean, but, you know, the direction really lacks flair, but, I mean, this is the guy whose last movie, I believe, was Daredevil.
Golly.
Or at least last Marvel movie is Daredevil, so what are you going to do? So we have to take a commercial.
So, yeah, let's take a quick break and,
you
and then
talk
come
news
back
after
for 3 minutes. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'll news in 3 minutes.
Okay, so nice. We'll be right back.
Sweet.
We're back. You're listening to Geek World on KCLA FM.com. We are your superhero, super hosts, Anime and Dave, bringing you the best in the world of geek. We've been talking all about Ghost Rider, but now in our last, like, what, 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
We don't even have time for Epic Movie. Maybe
we're just going to talk about news real quick. First and foremost, we saw an amazing Transformers trailer where Optimus Prime was fighting, I think, Scorpion. I'm not sure what his name is.
So
and they
cool.
fell off, like, the 405 highway or something like that.
You have to see
it's like
it.
The sickest thing I've ever seen. It's the coolest. Trailer.
There's a link to it
so
on
we're
Ain't
really,
It Cool, right?
Ain't It Cool, yeah. So really,
yeah.
We're really excited
check
about
it
that.
Out.
Yeah.
And if you have HD, check it out.
I think most of my news is about the CW, but I don't care. I'm going to say it anyway.
Wait, let me say the better news. That,
yeah.
That the new Batsuit and Weekly.
Oh, yeah. This was a huge superhero week.
Huge.
There's a new, the new Batsuit from The Dark Knight.
Really cool.
Is just come out. If you pick up the new Entertainment Weekly, which also has the 25 greatest action movies with Hard Boiled. Thank you
which
very
we,
much.
We agree with, not necessarily in the order they put
no,
them,
but
we agree with
pretty
a
much
lot
all
of
them.
Ones
yeah.
As top.
Die Hard was number one, which I'm fine with.
Right.
But yeah, they have a picture of the new Batsuit, and it's really interesting. And you can also check it out. Ain't It Cool?
Okay.
But real quick,
run
my news.
The news fast as you
okay,
can.
There's gonna be a new member of the cast of appearing in Smallville next year.
Okay.
It's gonna be Supergirl,
yay!
Kara Zor-El. So we're going to see her, and they haven't
hopefully
cast anyone yet. Veronica Mars, I know all you fans out there are disappointed that it got canceled, but it's looking like they might. I know, it's killing you, huh? It's
we
good. Did you really? It was awesome, right?
Yeah.
Matt Cage, you have really
yeah,
good taste
you have
in TV,
very
you know that, right?
Taste in
yeah,
it
yeah. Anyway.
Yeah,
it got
it
canceled.
Finally,
yeah, the third
they tried,
season's
they
over.
They tried to do a big thing, having people send in Mars bars
yeah,
and marshmallows
yeah.
and stuff, but it was too
but before
late.
They can't, they totally decided it was dead before they even got sent. But they're doing a fourth season maybe on comic books through DC, like they did for Buffy.
Cool. Like they did for Buffy.
Yeah, so that's good. And also William Hurt, the great actor who I thought was just amazing in History of Violence. And he's just been cast as General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross in the next Hulk movie. So that's turned out to have a really good cast
yeah.
so far. Edward Norton, Liv Tyler.
We got less than 60 seconds.
Less than 60 seconds. Oh, and of course, Tim Roth playing Abomination.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. Is there anything else we wanted to bring in?
I don't think that's really all that
no,
we
that's
have
good.
Right now.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Anyway, so you've been listening to Geek World on KCLAFM.com.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, you can get in touch with us by sending us an email to animeontheradio@yahoo.com or check out our MySpace page at myspace.com/geekworld. Flip on over to kmaxam.com right now for a
it's gonna be
bitch
dirty,
slap
dirty.
With myself and Deidre from the Grab Bag Show for some dirty, dirty, evil time.
Stay tuned for the Boogie Child Show.
No,
yeah,
no.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Try to catch me riding dirty. Try to catch me riding dirty.
In half an hour, we send them right back here.
Yes, after
so,
that.
Yeah, and we'll take you out with a little... Umbrella by Rihanna.
Oh yeah,
because this is a song.
This is
you
the
can't
damn catchiest song of
gosh
the year.
Darn this song. So
it's like the Macarena.
Yeah.
It's a sexy Macarena.
Yeah.